The US President Joe Biden is about to sign an anti-Asian hate crimes bill to deal with an alarming rise in the number of attacks on Asian Americans during the pandemic. This legislation, which has passed through the House and the Senate with overwhelming support, aims to make it easier to report hate crimes and improve police handling of these cases. Sanaa Lehborn is Assistant Professor of Sociology at the University of Memphis. Sanaa, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
A report by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University looked across 16 cities and found anti-Asian hate crimes had surged by 150% in 2020. Though the numbers themselves are still relatively small, it's the increase that's alarming. What are the driving factors here?
Yeah, so there are a couple driving factors, or main driving factors, I should say. So one, we had the inflammatory and derogatory remarks by former President Trump characterizing COVID-19 as the China virus, among other inflammatory language. So you had that stoking fears. And then, of course, fears of economic insecurity brought on by a global health pandemic and a desire for people to find a scapegoat, to find some way to express their fear and anxiety. So you had those in combination with, in general, increasing inequality in the United States, and all of that combined has led to this rising anti-Asian violence that we've seen across the U.S.
Yeah, as I say, the numbers on the face of it don't look too bad. In New York City, for instance, the increase has gone from 3 crimes, anti-Asian hate crimes, in 2019 to 28 in 2020. Now, that's a steep rise, but not a large number. But some of the crimes being reported are very, very violent, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We've seen people getting slashed with box cutters or hit with bats and hammers. So extremely violent indeed. And we've also seen targeting of Asian elders as well.
Why, particularly in New York and Los Angeles, this is the biggest increases in violence? Why those cities?
Mm-hmm. So those are cities or areas where we've seen historic immigration patterns of Asians to America. And so we see the largest numbers of Asian Americans there, both concentrated in California and then also in New York. And again, that mirrors those traditional immigration pathways from Angel Island to Ellis Island on the West and East Coast, respectively.
Okay, the new bill passed by Congress aims to make it easier to identify, report, and respond to these incidents. Of this bill, what are the most important elements?
So I'm very hopeful, since there is Department of Justice oversight included in both of these bills, also attention to reporting and trying to bridge that gap between folks who are accepting these reports and cultural competency with the various Asian ethnic communities in their immediate locations. But also, I think one reason to be hopeful and something that I think is unique is, as part of the No Hate Amendment, for people who are convicted under that amendment, then there's also the component of education as well as community service.
Okay, and education for law enforcement, for police officers too, to better identify hate crimes.
Absolutely.
Sanaa, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sanaa Lehborn is an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Memphis.